January 26, 1930, how each word spoken by Jesus on his fiat is like a child of his that comes out of his womb, and has the communicative strength to communicate itself to all creation. Empire of the prayer done in the divine will. My flight in the divine fiat continues, and I comprehend more how heaven and earth are filled with it. There is not one created thing that is not the bearer of a will so holy. But while my mind was wandering within the fiat, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, all created things, by virtue of my divine will in which they live, perceive when my divine volition wants to manifest a truth that belongs to it, a knowledge about it, or wants to do one of its works. Since the will that dominates all creation is one, they feel within themselves the communicative, creative and preserving virtue that wants to operate and make itself known. Therefore they feel as if another sister were adding into their midst, and they celebrate the newcomer. So, each word I have spoken to you on my divine volition has been a fiat pronounced by us, which has come out like a child from the womb of our will. This fiat is the same fiat as that of creation, which, forming its echo, makes its vital strength felt there where our will resides. It happens, when our divine fiat wants to operate, wants to pronounce itself by making itself known and manifest more of its truths, as to a family when they see that their mother is about to give birth to other little children. The whole family celebrates, because the family becomes larger, and every time it increases by another little brother or little sister, they make feast and delight in the one newly arrived in their midst. Such is the creation. Since it has come out of the womb of my divine will, all my works form one family, and are so bound among themselves, that it seems that one cannot live without the other. My will keeps them so united as to render them inseparable, because they feel that one is the will that dominates them. Now, hearing a speaking so prolonged of my fiat, the many of its knowledges it keeps manifesting to you, they feel that the number of the divine generation of my fiat increases in their midst, therefore the family of creation feels itself expanding and celebrates the prelude of the kingdom of my divine will. Therefore, when I speak to you of my fiat, and it pronounces itself by manifesting itself, the heavens reverently lower themselves to receive the new birth and its child into their midst, to pay him honors and to celebrate the newcomer. My daughter, when my divine will wants to pronounce itself, it extends everywhere and makes its echo and its creative strength felt in all the things in which it reigns. After this, I continued to pray so that blessed Jesus would hasten in making the so longed for kingdom of the divine will come upon earth. And my beloved Jesus, as though wounded by such prayer, for he himself so much longed to see the triumph of the divine will upon earth, told me, "My daughter, the prayers done in my divine volition to obtain the advent of its kingdom upon earth hold a great empire over God. God himself cannot rid himself of it, nor can he not grant it. In fact, as the creature prays in my divine fiat, we feel the strength of our will that prays with its empire. With its immensity, it extends everywhere, and embracing the universal strength, the prayer extends everywhere, in such a way that we feel surrounded from all sides, we feel our own will praying within us. And from prayer it changes into command, and says, 'I want.' And as it rules over our divine being with its sweet empire, we say, 'We want.' Therefore, the prayers done in our divine fiat can be called decisions, commands, which carry the signed deed of that which is wanted. And if what is wanted cannot be seen instantly, it is because we are disposing the secondary causes so as to let what we have decided to give come out of us. Therefore, it is not to be put in doubt that, sooner or later, one will see, descend from heaven, that which, with decision, has been granted to him. Therefore, continue the prayers in our fiat, prayers that move heaven and earth, and even God himself, if you love to see my kingdom upon earth. And I will pray together with you in order to obtain the intent. More so, Since the ultimate purpose of creation is precisely this, that our divine will was to reign on earth as it is in heaven.